The Gemara mentions that a Kohen who does the Avodah without the Bigdei Kohuna, without wearing the special garments that were given to Aaron, a Kohen, in order that he should be miskabed and mispayer by him, in order that he should have dignity and honor from those garments. If a Kohen performed the Avodah without those special garments, then the Avodah is mechulalas. The Avodah is totally profane. It is not sacred. And not only that, but the Kohen himself could be chayiv misa. Because the Gemara tells us, the Pasuk tells us, when Aaron HaKohen got these begadim, so he was told that bizman shebigdehem aleihem, when their begadim, when their clothing are upon them, kihunasam aleihem, then their kahuna is upon them. Ein bigdehem aleihem, if their begadim are not on them, if they're not wearing these special begadim lakavidu lesifares, ein kihunasam aleihem, they don't have a din of kehanim, and therefore they're like a zar, and a zar sheshimish b'mikdash, right, is chayev, and the avodah is mechulalas. So b'pashtos, the function of bigdei kahuna in the Beis HaMikdash, right, is to change a kohen, it transforms a kohen. Before he wears those begadim, he's like a zar, he's like anybody else in Klal Yisrael. When he puts on the begadim, he becomes transformed into a kohen. That's what his begadim do for him. Without the begadim, he's a zar. With the begadim, he's a kohen. Bizman shebigdeyim aleihem, kihunasam aleihem. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Sefer Beis HaOitzar, wants to know whether there's anything more to the bigdei kahuna. Perhaps the bigdei kahuna do not merely transform the kohen into a kohen. Perhaps the bigdei kahuna also affect a transformation in the avodah itself, in the process of bringing the karbon. Without the bigdei kahuna, the process is profane. It's lacking something. And then, with the bigdei kahuna, the process gains an additional level of kedusha, an additional level of sanctity. Just like we find by the klesharis, by all of the kelim, in the Beis HaMikdash. If the Avodah is performed without those kelim, so it's lacking a measure of the Kedusha that it could possibly have. When the Avodah is performed with those kelim, it has a higher level of Kedusha. So too, when Avodah is performed without the Begadim, its Kedusha is lacking. Only when Avodah is performed with the Begadim is it considered a fully sacred Avodah. So Rabbi Yosef Engel brings a number of rayos to the idea that the function of Bigdei Kahuna is not merely to transform the Kohen into a Kohen, but is also to transform the Avodah Beis HaMikdash into an Avodah of Kedusha. One raya, he says, is from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that compares the Avonim of the Mizbeach to the Bigdei Kahuna. It says, there's a suffix about whether an object, a stone, that was used for Avodah Zarah can be subsequently used in the Beis HaMikdash as a stone on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, we have that same suffix when it comes to begadim that were used for Avodah Zarah, whether they can be used in the Beis HaMikdash for bringing karbanos. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it's clear that the purpose of the Mizbeach, of the stones of the Mizbeach, is to be machshir the Avodah, to be machshir the Karbanos. That's what the Mizbeach does. It's something which is a first level proximity to the Karbon. In contrast, the Bigdei Kahuna, in their role of making the Kohen a Kohen, don't have first level proximity to the karbon. They only have second level proximity. They make the kohen a kohen. The kohen makes the karbon a karbon. So how can we compare, asks Rabbi Yosef Engel, how can we compare the Avnei Mizbeach to the Bigdei Kahuna? Maybe even if Avnei Mizbeach that were used for Avodah Zarah cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only because their role in bringing about the karbon is so direct and so proximate. But the Bigdei Kahuna, whose role in being machshir the carbon is only indirect, it's by being machshir the kayin, and the kayin is machshir the carbon. So perhaps we should be more mekel in terms of using these isurei hana'ah as big day kahuna. From the fact that the Gemara does not draw this distinction between mizbeach stones and big day kahuna, Rabbi Yosef Engel is medayik that the role of big day kahuna in the process of karbanos is the same, or at least is the same level as the role of the mizbeach. That the big day kahuna affect the transformation in the avodas hakarbon itself. Rabbi Yosef Engel brings a further raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says that noshim, that women, are not allowed to perform the avodas beis hamikdash. It's a din in bnei Aharon, in male descendants of Aharon HaKohen, and not in bnois Aharon, in female descendants of Aharon HaKohen. Tosfos in Kiddushin has the following question. Why is it, says Tosfos, that we need a special gzeiras hakasuv to exclude women from avodas hakarbanos? Why can't we simply say that because women are not wearing the big day kahuna, they're automatically zarim, and zarim are excluded from performing the avoda? So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer, which you're probably thinking of, is that the miyot is necessary if a woman were to put on the big day kahuna. If she put on the big day kahuna, then she'll be a kohen, at least in the sense of bizman she bigdeim aleim kehunasim aleim. How do we know that even a woman who's wearing the big day kahuna is not allowed to perform the avoda? That's where we need the gzeiras hakasuv. But Tosfos gives another answer. Tosfos says also that perhaps women do not need to wear the begadim, because the only time that begadim are ma'akev in the hakravas hakarbanos is for a person who was commanded to wear the begadim. The begadim were a gift to Aaron HaKohen and to Aaron HaKohen's children. For them it should be the kavod ulasifares. The highest level of dignity that they can achieve is with wearing these begadim. So therefore, if they're not wearing the begadim, it's a disgrace for the karbon. It's a disgrace for them as kaihanim. And therefore, their zarim and their karbon is pasul. However, says Tosfos, women were never mitzuvos. They were never commanded to wear the big day kahuna. And therefore, they can be kaihanim even without the begadim. Bnei Aaron, who have a mitzvah of begadim, need the begadim to become kohanim. Benois Aaron, who don't have the mitzvah of begadim, do not need the begadim in order to become kohanim. Zok Rabbi Yosef Engel from this Tosfos. It's clear that the begadim do not play a role in the avoda according to Tosfos, because Tosfos clearly entertain the possibility that a woman could do the avoda without the begadim, and that the avoda would still be kosher entirely. If the big day kahuna were necessary and critical for the avodas hakarbon, the same way that the avnei mizbeach were critical, then Tosfos could never have entertained this possibility that merely because women don't have a mitzvah to wear the begadim, that the avoda is kosher without the begadim. Granted, they don't have a mitzvah of begadim, so they're kohanim. They're considered kohanim without the begadim. But what about the role that the begadim plays in the avoda? So from here, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it should be clear to us that Tosfos does not agree with this previous diuk from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And Tosfos holds that the big day kahuna have no direct role in the avoda itself. It could be that the first answer of Tosfos does agree with this diuk. The second answer does not. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says, if you look at the Chidushei Maharit in Kiddushin over there, he offers a reinterpretation of Tosfos that brings even Tosfos' second answer in line with the aforementioned diuk from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I saw Rabbi Gnaek's Sefer, that he extends this discussion of Rabbi Yosef Engel. And he points out that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Halachos Gedolos about whether the Avera of doing Avoda without Begadim and the Avera of a Zar performing the Avoda are counted as one mitzvah or whether they're counted as two mitzvos. The Rambam seems to count them both as only one mitzvah, which suggests that the sole role of Begadim is to transform a man who ordinarily would be a Zar into a Kohen. It makes the Kohen a Kohen. If he's lacking his Begadim, then the only mitzvah that he has neglected is the mitzvah of Zar. It's that the only Avera he's performed is the Avera of Zar. Of Zar performing Avodas Beis HaMikdash. But the Halachos Gedolos, the Behag, who says that there are two separate mitzvos, would seem to suggest the opposite. He would seem to suggest that there is an independent Isser of Zar Shashimesh. If a Kohen did the Avodah without Begadim, he number one transgressed the Avera of being a Zar and still doing the Avodah, and number two, he also transgressed the Avera of performing the Avodah without the proper Kalim, without the proper Begadim. So this machlokes between the Rambam and the Halachos Gedolos would seem to parallel the two different inferences that Rabbi Yosef Engel drew from the Gemara and Avodah Zara on the one hand, and from Tosfos in Kiddushin about women not needing Begadim for Avodah on the other. And just one quick nafgamina there Rabbi Gnaek wants to make out of this machlokes, because so far it's been very theoretical. In the end of the day, a Kohen needs to wear Begadim. Right? In the end of the day, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah paskins and tells us what the halacha is, Bigdei Kahuna, that come from Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. There's no clear nafgamina. The maskanos are clear, and we're just making inferences from lines in the theoretical discussion. So Rabbi Gnaek suggests that maybe an nafgamina is in terms of me'ila. In terms of me'ila, if a person is moel in the big day kahuna, so do those begadim remain holy? Do they remain sacred? Or do we say, as we do by certain other things, that when me'ila is performed on an object, that it becomes profane, it loses its sanctity? So Rabbi Gnaek wants to suggest that if the Big Day Kahuna are simply necessary to make the Kohen into a Kohen, then, so if a person was Moel, he derived forbidden benefit from the Big Day Kahuna, what is their status? Do they become profane, or do they retain their sanctity? And the paradigm for this is whether they're similar to Klei Sharis or not. The Klei Sharis, the vessels that are used in performing the Karbanos, those retain their sanctity regardless of whether somebody's Moel or whether somebody's not Moel. But if something is not a Klei Sharis, then it is possible to be profaned by the act of Mi'ilah. Says Rabbi Gnaek, if the Big Day Kahuna play a direct role in being Machshir, the Karban, they're like a Klei Sharis. Just like the Klei Sharis are first level interfaces with the Karban, the Big Day Kahuna are first level interface with the Karban. And therefore, they would not become profane, they would retain their sanctity, even following Mi'ilah. However, if the Big Day Kahuna simply make the Kohen a Kohen, but have no direct impact on Karbanos, only indirect in terms of making the Kohen a Kohen, then they're not like Klei Sharis, because Klei Sharis have a direct impact on the Karban, and therefore Mi'ilah may make them lose their sanctity. And he points out that this is a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ritva in Kiddushin, Meseches Kiddushin, Daf Nun Daled.